Fire Caterpillar, written by Pamela Duncan Edwards. One day, a cream-colored caterpillar laid an egg on a cabbage leaf. "Grow up to be courageous and contented, Clara," she called to her egg as the wind carried her away. Clara lay curled in the egg case for considerably time. Eventually, a crowd of caterpillars clustered around her.
"She's incredibly late coming out," commented one.
"She's very cautious," agreed another.
A curious caterpillar knocked in Clara's egg case.
"This is Cornelius," he said. "Come on out."
"But I'm comfortable in here," called Clara.
"Who cares if she comes out?" scoffed a scowling caterpillar called Katisha. "It's clear she'll only be a cabbage caterpillar. Cabbage caterpillars are so common."
"Don't be cruel, Katisha," Cornelius scolded. "Cabbage caterpillars are cute."
"Did you say cabbage?" cried Clara. "Cabbage sounds scrumptious." So Clara cut a hole in her egg case and clambered out. "Oh, I am lucky caterpillar," she said. "Cornelius, come and share this delectable cabbage." Clara and Cornelius climbed and crawled and clambered about. They had carefree caterpillar fun. They crammed themselves with cabbage, carrots, and cauliflower leaves. They grew into colossal caterpillars. Then one day, Cornelius called, "Clara, come and make your chrysalis."
"Don't encourage her," mocked Katisha. "She's only going to become a common cabbage butterfly."
"Why is Katisha so catty?"
Clara asked. Katisha's conceited. Comforted Cornelius. "She knows she'll become an attractive crimson butterfly." Then Clara, Cornelius, and the other caterpillars caught onto the cabbage, carrot, and cauliflower plants with cottony threads. They crinkled and discarded their skins and cuddled down inside their chrysalises.
"I'm crushed in here. I'm creased. I hate being all cooped up. I am cramped. I'm all crumpled. My back tickles. It's making me all cranky. I can't scratch. I can't cope," complained Katisha.
"Cooey," said Cornelius to Clara. "Are you comfortable?" "Actually, I'm very cozy," Clara called back. Then one morning, the chrysalises began to crack, and out climbed delectable creatures.
"Cool," cried Clara.
"You all look captivating, Cornelius. You are a terrific copper color."
"Why is that scruffy creature conversing with us?" complained a scowling crimson-colored butterfly.
"Katisha," Clara said, "you are spectacular."
"But of course," replied Katisha. "And you, Clara, are so green."
"I think cream is cute," declared Cornelius.
"Cute?" Katisha snickered.
"Don't be ridiculous, Cornelius. Then Katisha climbed towards the clouds on her scaly cobweb wings. Suddenly, a crow cawed and scared everyone.
"Snack time," he exclaimed as he caught sight of the crimson-colored Katisha. The butterflies panicked and frantically scattered in all directions.
"You can't escape," screeched the crow to Katisha.
"Katisha, I'm coming to the rescue," cried Clara.
"Clara, be careful," screamed Cornelius. Plucking up her courage, Clara flicked her wings at the crow.
Catch me if you can, you scallywag, she taunted.
Then Clara curved down and ducked into a camellia bush. The crow became confused and forgot about Katisha. He cocked his head and pecked in the petals. But Clara, the cream-colored butterfly, lay camouflaged behind a curtain of cream-colored camellias.
That's curious, complained the crestfallen crow.
I was confident I could capture a succulent snack.
The coast is clear,
Cornelius shouted. The crisis is over.
Congratulations, Clara,
complimented the other butterflies.
Clara, you are so clever, cried the shocked Katisha.
I could never camouflage myself like you. I'm too colorful. I was crazy to scoff at your cream color. It's incredible.
And cute, too, declared Cornelius.
Cornelius clapped his wings.
Listen carefully, he commanded. That crow is a scoundrel. Let's cling close to Clara. Clara can stop him from catching us.
Clara is so capable and courageous.
Clara is lucky to be cream-colored, said Katisha.
And I'm a completely contented butterfly, said Clara.